Hébert is the 2005 recipient of APEX's Public Service Citation, as well as the 2006 recipient of the Hyman Solomon Award for Excellence in Journalism and Public Policy. She is a senior fellow at Massey College, University of Toronto. As part of the Asia-Pacific Foundation Fellowship Program, she has traveled extensively to Japan, Southeast Asia, and Hong Kong.
Right, that right there is the Hardship Post. Excuse me, my throat is all. Wow. I think there's actually a cough button somewhere on this board. You can just hit it. And if you have to cough or do something like that, it'll be, we'll not go over the air. But my throat is just like really... It's kind of like, I know I have allergies, but it's just really raspy. So anyways, that's not my natural voice here, but I guess I'll just blaze through it. That right there was Hardship Post out of Halifax. That was from 1993. Murder Records. My Only Aim from their Hack EP. And this was recorded back in 93. Can you believe? 1993. What were you doing in 93? I remember what I was doing. Good golly. 1993 in Moncton, New Brunswick. And it was recorded by, check this out, Rick White and Hardship Host. Yes. Alrighty. That was back in the day when, you remember that? Back when like Murder Records was just like so cool. Murder Records, man. Oh my God. I love Murder Records. I love Sloan. I love, you know, Thrush Hermit and all that. I still love them all. I do. But yeah, that was when the whole sort of Halifax pop explosion dealio was just at its peak. Okay. I got the Seattle of the East. Anyways, you're listening to Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and I'm your raspy-voiced host, Anita B., and I'm here from 6:30 until 8. And this is going to be my last show for the next month or so, because I'm giving birth next week. I have a scheduled C-section for a week from today. So I have a baby being born on March 26th. Yes, I do. How freaky. And I'm huge. I'm as big as a house. I'm more like a trailer. not like a mobile home. How's that? Okay. So let's head on our musical journey to the Atlantic provinces. Back on over to Halifax. We'll stay in Halifax for a while because we're going to listen to something from Plumtree. And this is back again in the 90s. 1997, they released the album Plumtree Predicts the Future. And we're going to hear how about song number 5? It's called Hang Up Baby. And Plumtree, all of a sudden both my ears just popped or something. Either that or only one of the speaker ears was working. Anyways, Plumtree, a couple of the girls do live in Vancouver and have been active in bands around here. I think one of the bands possibly is or was called Bon Tempe. I'm not sure. But I knew them best when they were Plumtree. So here we go. This is Plumtree with the song Hang Up Baby. And you're listening to this on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
You keep me hanging on, you keep
Out of Moncton, New Brunswick, that is Elevator Through with their song The Wink. That I found off a compilation, which is called Big Wheels 98. It's a chart. Remember Chart Magazine? Does that even exist anymore? I don't know. But I used to be a huge Chart Magazine aficionado. Like, it was like my Bible, my indie rock Canadian music Bible. But yeah, that's Elevator Through. And Elevator Through, that was kind of that phase. That was basically right after Eric's Trip. So Eric's Trip kind of disbanded. And then out came Elevator to Hell. That's right. Elevator Through. No, Elevator to Hell. That was their first incarnation. Then it was Elevator Through. And then they ultimately stuck with the name Elevator. Kind of like, remember Jefferson Airplane? So it used to be Jefferson Airplane, Jefferson Starship, and then it was just Starship, I think. Mind you, I wasn't around when Jefferson Airplane were doing their stuff, so not that old. But here you go, let's Elevator Through. Before that, we heard Quahogs, the Quahogs, with the song Them. And that was another song from a compilation. This one's called Cinnamon Toast Records. Trim Crusts If Desired. And then before that, we heard Plum Tree. And the thing about Plum Tree is that they had been always a Cinnamon Toast Records band. Cinnamon Toast Records was basically a really small imprint, very, well, I don't know, not a lot of bands, but kind of like a mini Murder Records. And yeah, they put out a really good compilation back in the day. Oh, back in... Ooh, 94. And is Plum Tree on this? Yes, Jail is on this. They're all those bands were on this compilation. Let me listen for you. First of all, let me take a deep breath. Having a baby and being 38 weeks pregnant. Oh, God. I can barely breathe sometimes. Seriously, I'm just like running out of breath. Okay. Okay, I'm good. Okay, so some of the bands that are on this compilation are Hardship Pose, Quahogs, Jail. There's two from Jail. We got Rebecca West, Thrush Hermit, Eric's chip. Strawberry. Oh, Plum Tree, of course. Chetty Camp. All right. Very cool. It's a very cool compilation. And yeah, there you go. Okay. So it is, wow, it's already 12 minutes to 7. And you are listening to me, Anita B, with her show, with my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And the deal with this show here is that it's all Canadian music. So we finished 4 songs from the, the East Coast, from Halifax, basically. And, well, you know, elevator through. They're actually from Moncton. And now we're going to move a little bit further west. And where do you think we're going to stop, folks? That's right, Montreal. We're going to stop in Montreal. There's a lot of good music out of Montreal lately. Montreal's kind of like sort of the 12-year-later version, 13-year-later version of Halifax. So many good bands out of Montreal. So we're going to hear sort of one of the most popular bands out of Montreal, and I'm talking about Arcade Fire. And they have an album out. Neon Bible. That's their newest one. But we're going to go back and hear something from Funeral. And the song we're going to hear is Power Out, which is Neighborhood Number 3. There you go. And what can I tell you about Arcade Fire that you don't already know? You think Montreal. Well, actually, only, I think, possibly a couple of the members. The girl, when I say the girl. So she's from Montreal. But a couple of the members are actually from Texas. The lead singer's from Texas. And I do believe possibly he has maybe a brother in the band. Or there's, you know, a couple other guys from Texas. I think 2 are from Texas. Anyways, but geographically speaking, they're from all over. I do believe there was actually a girl from Vancouver in the band. They're a pretty big band if you've never seen them. It's a whole whack of them. Okay, anyways, this is Arcade Fire. And you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Hey.
Yeah. Holy smokes! I can't believe I'm part of the coolest club in the world!
Bub?
Yeah?
So, what club is that?
CITR! As a club member, I get ginormous discounts on the Friends of CITR card, which in itself, Timmy, I must say, is pretty amazing. I get dirt cheap prices at stores and shots I'm at all the time anyway. To be honest, it feels like being in a club within a club.
Wow. Hey, I want a Friends of CITR card.
You don't even have to be a member to get one, although clearly you'd be that much cooler if you were a member. Go purchase your Friends of CITR card down at CITR or at special events they sponsor, such as concerts, membership drives, and shindig.
I got it. It feels like having special powers. I go into stores and bam! Discounts.
Tis what I said.
Okay, that right there was Tokyo Police Club, and the song we heard was A Lesson in Crime. You can find that on their new album. It's called, well, it's actually a new EP, so I don't want to say album. EP really technically means, what is it? I think it's 7 songs or less on, you know, one recording. So the song was A Lesson in Crime. I think I said that. Oh, boy, one more week till this baby comes, and I'm telling you, I'm about done. Stick a fork in the baby and we're done. Holy moly. But I'm pretty excited because I just won $6 on my scratch and win. So, woo, that makes up for whatever kind of suffering or disability I seem to have. Yes. Okay. So before Tokyo Police Club, we heard Neil Young. Yes, we did. We heard something from his new album. This guy just does not stop, does he? His new album is called Chrome Dreams 2. And the song we listened to was Spirit Road. And before that, we heard Neighborhood Number 3, Power Out, from the album Funeral from Arcade Fire. All right. So I'm your host, Anita B. You are listening to Sam Squanch's Hideaway. This is where all Canadian music is played. And I'm here until 8. And then I'm gone for a little while. I think you'll have me back right at the end of April. I think that makes sense. Something like that. But what was I going to tell you? Well, let's see. Val's coming up next. She is up at 8 o'clock. So at 8, we've got Folk Oasis with Val Cormier. She's here from 8 till 10. And then Julia comes on with her show from 10 until 11, which is called Juice Box. And it's a sexy show. It's about sex and it's sexy. All right. So coming up next, we have the D'Urbervilles. Pretty exciting. Love these guys. They're from Guelph. And, yeah, we are going to hear. Oh, yeah. Well, first of all, let me tell you, they have a new album out. It's called We Are the Hunters. And we're going to hear song number two. And it's called, let's make sure I have the name of the song correct. Because, you know, I got to tell you, it can't be only me. It's got to be a DJ's pet peeve when names of songs are just kind of scattered over, like, the artwork of the album. And you're like, well, what's number two? What's number three? And they're not labeled. Yeah, yeah. Okay, so this one, let's see. Song number two is We Are the Hunters. This is the title track. And, yeah, they're from Guelph. I don't know what else to tell you, except that they're good. And usually I'm full of stuff to say. I'm just like total chatty Cathy. Tonight I'm just kind of like, ugh. I just got off the phone with my parents before I got here. God, they drive me nuts. Yes, they do. They mean well, but they drive me nuts. They're coming out here and yeah, let's just leave it at that. They'll be here for the baby's birth. Love them to death, but good golly. Anyways, okay, let's move on. The D'Urbervilles is something from their new album. The title track, We Are the Hunters. And yes, this is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver that you are listening to.
We'll be right back.
Okay, that right there is some new music. That is, I almost said Lady Hawk. No, it's Black Mountain. And we heard the first song from their new album, which is called, the new album is called In the Future. The song we heard was called Stormy High. And let's see, before that we heard The Battles. Well, let me tell you a little bit about Black Mountain first. They're local, they're from Vancouver. And I really liked their last album. This one, a lot of people like it, I know. At least it's getting a lot of press. But they had one song off their last album that I thought was just pure genius. And I haven't come across, honestly, in my own opinion, a pure genius song yet on this album. I think I've heard most of them. I think I should have heard all of them. But, yeah, whatever. You know, they're really good, so I can't really say too much. And I don't want to say anything negative, you know. But anyways, so before Black Mountain, we heard The Battles. And I love that song. The song from The Battles that we heard is called Lycanthropy, and it's such a killer song. Anyways, you can find that song on, I don't know if that's, this is the only place you can find it, but it's on the 24th song compilation from Mint Records from back in 99. Well, I guess it was released in 2000 maybe. But anyways, it's called The Good Jacket Presents Vancouver Special. This is one of your must-haves, aside from... I always say that you have to have the Zulu Records, Vancouver, what's it called? Hold on. I'm right here. Oh, yeah. Last Call. Vancouver music from, like, I don't know, 78 to...
Nope.
77 to 88. That, it's a double CD. So if you have that one, good. And if you don't have this one, get this one, though. The Good Jacket Presents Vancouver Special. like I said, 24 songs from... Vancouver bands. It was put together back in 99, and I haven't looked at the album artwork in a long time, and I was just totally reminiscing, like totally nostalgic about actually being a part of it, because oh well, little old me, I was in a band that was involved in this thing. And basically the whole premise behind Vancouver Special compilation was that this guy, his name was Sean Raggett. His name is Sean Raggett. I'm sure he's still out there. I haven't seen him in a while though. And he always reminded me so much of Grant Lawrence. They looked so much alike. I'm sure they still do. Grant Lawrence from The Smugglers, and of course, CBC. He does a show there. Anyways, this guy. I talk about him like this guy. Anyways, Sean Raggett owned a vintage clothing store called The Good Jacket. It was on Broadway, very close to Kingsway, Maine. I think they used to call it, or they still do, Dysfunction Junction back in the day. I don't know if they still refer to it as that. And what he did is he did a series of local shows. And I'm looking at the posters. Like, if you look in this very well-produced, very well-designed sleeve, album sleeve, insert, CD insert, you'll see that all the posters from all the shows back then are actually on display. And so anyways, he did a series of shows over probably a total of, a year or so. And my band, we are called Clover Honey, we did a show, and I'm looking at the poster right here. And I remember this totally, but I can't believe it was Saturday, October 17th, 1998. That is how old I am. I'm old. That's 10 years ago almost. And our show was called Pop Is Us. And I'm looking at this, and we played with Kaposi Park, Evan Simmons, and Dixie's Death Pool. I totally remember that. Oh, look at that at the Anza. Yeah. Anyways, and so there's a whole bunch of other bands on this compilation too. Like, let's see. This is back when... Oh, the new pornographers were just kind of starting to get their thing on, if you know what I mean. And I'm looking at all the pictures of the different bands. Like Full Sketch? Full Sketch, if you don't know anything about them. We're talking Katie Sketch. Katie from... Well, and also, what's her face? Oh, God, what was her name? Jenny. And Mar, possibly. No, was Mar in that band? Anyways, they went on to form... Yeah, The Organ. Look at this. And I'm just totally reminiscing. Who else? What other bands? I'm looking at pictures. The Goblins are there. Bossa Nova. The Radio. Canned Ham. Yeah, Canned Ham were just, I think, a new. They were new ham. They were like very fresh ham at the time. But jerk with a bomb. Look at that. Jerk with a bomb. Okay. Now I'm totally reminiscing out loud. But very good. Nonetheless, it's very, very, very good. Okay. So we heard Black Mountain, The Battles, who were off that compilation I was talking about, and the D'Urbervilles, band out of Guelph. Okay. 7:25. And we're going to continue with our Canadian music foray. And we're going to move on and listen to some Lady Hawk. But before we do that, I will tell you, the show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. I'm your host, Anita B. And the station that you're listening to is CITR. And you wonder, what's CITR? Well, it happens to be UBC's campus radio station. And yeah, that's the story. It's as simple as that. Anyways, okay, so Lady Hawk. They have a new album out. It's called Shots. And we are going to hear, oh, let's see, song number, how about song number 3? Yes, it's called Fear. Song number 3, called Fear, from Lady Hawk, and on their new album, Shots. Here you go, on CITR 101.9 FM.
Set away on my back, I won't carry it. repeat after me. Bugger off. Bugger off. Sod. Sod. Bloody. Bloody. Now put them all together. Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Okay, you're in. Let's smash things up.
Every Saturday from noon to 1 p.m., listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver.
Generation destroyed, devoid of conviction, conflicted, annoyed, kicked at and worn down 666 beat, looking for the next quick fix. Unpopular prophets with problems, up against angels in disguise who want to rob them. They didn't want to end up crushed by God's embrace in the age of the cold wind blowing and dogs in space. Faces are fading, they're the loneliest drunk. Empty rooms haunted by Thelonious Monk. Felonious punks and plate glass squares that see empty eyes that look straight past theirs. Street walking cheaters with a gun in each hand who are lost at sea and are desperate to reach land. Orpheus descending, swimming in the crooked waters. Hello, Sid Vicious. Goodbye, Brooklyn Dodgers. No joke, hit the low note. We all go to heaven in a little rowboat. Like, no joke, hit the low note. We all go to heaven in a little rowboat. Like, no joke, hit the low note. We all go to heaven in a little rowboat. Like, no joke, hit the low note. We all go to heaven in a little rowboat. Like 57. 57. 1957, Chevy Bel Air interior, Velvet specially, Bloody Prolly, Stereo, Buddy Holly, Elvis Presley, Black Flame Trilogy, Quadruple Outer Bass, Battle Sites, Little Rock, Satellites in Outer Space, words won't help, but a few bucks can, crew cuts and black leather, Ku Klux Klan, men wear hats, in fact harems are shared, opiates addicted to and parents are scared, the underground is real, deliver greens to River Queens, perpetual motion of free thinkers and libertines, suffer alone all night with pains, hooked on drums in a fight with chains. It's Faulkner and Baldwin and salt and curse reality. Spy versus spy and the cult of personality. What can the numbers and the words in my head mean? Kilroy was here and so was Buster Crabbe and Ed Gein. No joke, hit the low note. We all go to heaven in a little rowboat. Like, no joke, hit the low note. We all go to heaven in a little rowboat. Like, no joke, hit the low note. We all go to heaven in a little rowboat. Like, no joke, hit the low note. We all go to heaven in a little rowboat. Boat. 57. 57. 57. 57. 1957. The pen keeps moving in attempt to sink the jingos. Fight them with hula hoops, frisbees and pink flamingos. Up running all night, late sleep ordered. Have gun, will travel, great leap forward. Man on a corner with dark glasses, free and preaching. Appetite is monstrous, diet is Dionysian. All over the world, so much peril in one show. Playwright Arthur Miller marries Marilyn Monroe. Hard rain falling, baby sleeping in God's palms. Alarm clocks ringing, warrior monks and bomb squads. Invasion of the body snatchers, clairvoyants and mediums. Believers in nothing, speed freaks and bohemians. Red is the new black, identity files. Rebels and grand dragons, obscenity trials. Lolita and Bobby Fischer, country no part is red. Just black and white, Humphrey Bogart is dead. No joke, hit the low note. We all go to heaven in a little rowboat. Like, shh, no joke, hit the low note. We all go to heaven in a little rowboat. Like, shh, no joke, hit the low note. We all go to heaven in a little rowboat. Like, shh, no joke, hit the low note. We all go to heaven in a little rowboat. Like,
okay, that right there is Buck 65 with the song. Ah! Nice. Sorry about that. Wow, that was scary. That's what happens when you start pulling up websites. which is what I just did. I just happened to be going to through the pull down menu here at the station, and I'm like, oh, what are other people looking up? And so I pulled up the Black Halos site because it was just there, myspace.com/blackhalos. And the music came through, and we just happened to have a channel on the board that goes from, it's called the CPU channel. It goes from the, basically the computer straight over the air. And so that was that. It's like, geez, like I turned the CD off. I'm like, it certainly wasn't Buck 65, I don't think. But so that's, sorry about that. Anyways, Buck 65, back to him. White guy, Halifax, new album, Situation. Song we heard, 1957. All right, before that we heard Lady Hawk. So a band out of, actually, I think they're out of Kelowna originally. Yeah, I just read an article about them. And yes, while they do inhabit the greater Vancouver area, I think they're all originally from the interior. Yeah, so I think it's Kelowna. I did not know that until I read the article. So Lady Hawk have a new album out. It's called Shots. We hear the song Fear. And then Black Mountain was in there with their song Stormy High off their new album In the Future. Okay, let's move on. And it is 7:36. And what do I have next for us? Oh, yes, I'm pretty excited. Haven't played this. Well, maybe I have. This is a good old standby. As I mentioned earlier, when I was talking about the Vancouver Special compilation, well, here's the other must-have, like I mentioned, the Last Call. It's called Last Call, Vancouver Independent Music, 1977 to 88. It's a double disc collection from Zulu Records. And my favorite song off this 48-song compilation, good golly, is the Pointed Sticks' song, which is called Real Thing. I love this song. I want to cover it. If I'm ever in another band, and any future bandmates of mine, if you're listening, got to cover this song. I so want to do it so badly. Yes, so this is it right here on CITR 101.9. This is Sam Squanch's Hideaway, by the way, too, my show. I'm in Need to Be. And again, this is the Pointed Sticks with Real Thing on CITR 101.9 FM.
Waiting for the real thing. It's back. It cracks.
Okay, that right there was Huevos Rancheros, the band actually out of Calgary, with the song Canada's, oh God, the song is called Get Out of Dodge. And you can find that on their compilation, which is called, not their compilation, but the Australian label, Ogogo, their compilation called En Garde for Thee, a collection of Canada's youth gone bad. Other bands included on this compilation back from, oh, I think it was like 95 it was released. Yeah, that's about right. Include the Von Zippers, Cub, the Smugglers, Pluto, Bum, the Tonics, yeah, and the Evaporators, amongst others. Pretty cool, huh? Okay, so before Huevos, we heard the Evaporators. Speaking of which, the song we heard was Gassy Jack from the new album put out by them, which is called Gassy Jack and Other Tales. And then the Pointed Sticks were in there with their song Real Thing. Okay, I've got 14 and a half minutes of my show, which is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway, by the way, until Val gets here with her show, Folk Oasis. She's here from 8 till 10. And she hasn't come in yet. I'm sure she'll be here very soon, though. Yeah, and in the meantime, however, I have some tickets to give away if you're interested. And I think you should be. I really think you should be interested. I just noticed this now. I should have mentioned it when I did play Tokyo Police Club. But the band, Tokyo Police Club, are coming to Vancouver in May. I mean, this is a ways off, actually. They're coming to the Plaza Club Friday, May the 16th. And let me tell you, there's a little press release here. Let me just read it to you. This is regarding their show. Okay, so this is not me. This is the press release. It says, Vancouver, BC, they're back. Tokyo Police Club invades with a Godzilla-like force. If you were to throw Bowie, Joy Division, the Arcade Fire, and two llamas into a blender, you would have one hell of a mess. Tokyo Police Club is here to help you clean up. Raucous and delicious, with a musical sound resonating in Thurston Moore and the same musical concoction of bands like Sonic Youth and Pavement, reeled in many moons ago. Tokyo Police Club returns to Vancouver with support from Attack in Black and Smoosh. So we have tickets. And if you were interested, give me a call here. Give CITR a call. The number here is 604-822, simply CITR. So 822, what is CITR? I should know this. 2487. That's right. It's in my subconscious. The number used to be up in front of my face, but yeah. So 604-280-CITR, 604-2487. If you are interested in getting tickets, I mean, it's off in May. You better write this down on your calendar. Friday, May the 16th at the Plaza Club. It would be you plus one. So really, that's like twice as much fun and twice as cheap as it would be if you bought tickets. So give me a call, and if you call, you'll get the tickets. Look at the board lighting up. Wow, it's like a veritable Christmas tree. I'm being very sarcastic. There's nobody calling, so if you want tickets, just call somebody. This just goes to show how popular my show is. I'm just such a smash hit. Sam Squanch's Hideaway. All the fun we have here, me and my imaginary friend. Nope. Okay, so let's move on. I guess nobody wants Tokyo Police Club tickets, which is fine. That's fine if you don't want to call. I won't take it personally. Okay, move on. We're moving. We're going on to more Canadian music. Sloan. Let's listen to some Sloan. Okay. This one is from 1996. Of course, that would be One Chord to Another. And actually, as I'm looking at my CD liner, CD whatever you want to call it, CD package insert, I'm recalling the time I was at Devonshire Mall in Windsor, Ontario. That's right. And I went to get my CD signed by Sloan. Yeah, I think it was at HMV. And how exciting was that? So I was like, woohoo, Sloan! And I'll never forget going to the record store there. And that was like kind of the first time back, I guess it was like back in 96, that I realized like the indie rocking tour bands all had greasy hair. I'll never forget. That's what I remember thinking, oh my God, I'm in the presence of Sloan, and looking at them. And in particular, Chris Murphy, his hair was just greasy. And I remember thinking, Oh, because I kind of had like a rotating crush on a lot of the members of Sloan at the time, you know. Never Jay, though. I'll be honest with you. Never had a crush on Jay, even though he seems like, I think he's the nicest guy. But Patrick, had a little crush on Patrick. Had a little crush on Andrew the drummer. And yeah, I did have a crush on, what's his face? Oh, the greasy haired one. Chris Murphy. Chris Murphy, of course. And I think the crush maybe ended when I saw his greasy head. Yes, I'll be honest with you. Sorry, Chris, if you're listening, which I highly doubt you are. There you go. Just like I had a rotating crush on all the members of the Beastie Boys. I did. I really did. And once in a while, I still sort of like, you know, reminisce about my crushes on the Beastie Boys. Okay, so what song are we going to hear? Let's see. How about... I could play The Good in Everyone, but you know what? I swear to God, that's still in that commercial. It's like a commercial song for the Future Shop or something. So we won't play that one. How about... I think G Turns to D is a good song. There we go. Okay, here we go. This right here is Sloan on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Words to